The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Dr. Trevor Jameson. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways! Though Paul wrote that, it's never stopped us from trying to comprehend God's judgments and ways. That's because we find them puzzling and at times distressing. Paul was puzzled, and perhaps distressed, that a hardening has come upon the part of Israel. Most of his fellow Jews did not accept Jesus as the Messiah, Christ. Why would God work in this way? What does that say about God? In our time, we are puzzled and sometimes distressed by God's ways with the world. Why put people in power who misuse it? Why permit suffering to be handed out to the innocent whilst allowing the guilty to go free and prosper? Why arrange for people of faith to be persecuted? Paul suggests God permits some things to happen in order to bring a greater good into being. God has imprisoned all in disobedience so that he may be merciful to all. Here, the apostle provides only a partial answer, but then God's ways are inscrutable. If we can't understand God fully, then we are going to have to trust. We have greater grounds for trust if God not only permits political injustice, violent suffering, and persecution in this world, but also is prepared to be among those at its receiving end. And at this point in Lent, Jesus is approaching Jerusalem and his encounter with these very things. Let us pray. O God, we cannot fully understand you, so help us to trust in you. Encourage us to confront, endure, and overcome the evils of this world, even as we remember your Son, the Christ, traveling to Jerusalem, ready to confront them. Amen.